ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله قال تعالى ادعو إلى ربك ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة From last three or four sessions, for the people who were not present last time or before then, just to inform them as well, we are covering a very important aspect of the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evil, or correcting other people's mistakes, individually, in social life, in family life, and at larger scale for entire humanity as well. Firstly, I said to you, just to summarize, that this enjoining good and inviting people toward the way of Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Secondly, it is the sunnah of the old Rusul, the messengers and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Thirdly, I said, to just summarize, that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that there is example for you in the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a model for you. Now that the model is not only for a limited to, let's say, a dress. For example, if I'm wearing a turban, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a turban, it is not only for dress. It is not limited to any one particular aspect of human life, but it covers in totality all human needs in all its forms. The guidance is provided. Amongst them, one of the utmost important is Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evil, to correct other people's mistakes. This was the prime function of the prophethood. So like I said, that if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's say you want to wear a dress which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, one is what you think, which dress, how you will look nice, how you will look more honorable and more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. So you select your own dress, you select a headgear for you, any other dress for you. That person most likely can make many mistakes in selecting that, because he doesn't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu, wants to see, what type of a dress he wants to see him in. So he has to refer to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look at him. You see, jo Allah ka qurb chahta hai, kisi bhi tarike se, he wants nearness, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any aspect, in eating, drinking, however he wants. One is what he thinks, what is the best way, and one is the way which was taught by Allah jalla jalaluhu to Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he exemplified and demonstrated in full in front of his ummah. So similarly, in the case with Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, you see a brother doing something wrong, you want to correct him. You see evil prevailing in the world, you want to stop it. You see your son and daughter, your wife making a mistake, you want to correct them. You see your neighbor doing something wrong, you want to correct them. You want to say something good to them. One is that you will just think about something, how shall I approach this person? And how shall I say this to this person? How shall I stop them? How shall I make good prevail and stop evil? And how shall I correct the mistakes of these people? One is you will think of ways. You might go and say, do not do it, more than anything. But that will be coming from you only. The command of Amar bil Maruf Nahi an Munkar is there on its place. But that does not tell you how to carry out that command. Jis tarah namaz hai, waqimus salah, namaz ki command hai. One is the importance of prayer. But that importance of prayer does not demonstrate and enlighten you how to perform the perfect prayer. You have to refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger. So similar is the case with Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi an Munkar. It is good thing you want to enjoin good and forbid evil, and it is sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnah of all the prophets, and actually it is wajib and farz in some instances, and some instances it is not. So the importance of it is there, and everyone daily they come over different situations with non-Muslim, with Muslim, with their family, with their friends, people in the mosque, people in the neighborhood, that either Shariat is demanding from them to enjoin good, or Shariat is demanding from them to forbid evil. But unfortunately, people who do not refer to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the matter, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like taught how to pray, how to eat, how to go to toilet, wouldn't he have taught how to carry out the most important instruction, which is Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi an Munkar? So when we will be following ourselves and whatever we think, whatever we hear from any other person, without referring to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his methodology, we will be doing more harm than good. Because this is very delicate responsibility, which is the responsibility of prophethood, which is not a normal thing. And when you see, when you put in this responsibility, agency of prophethood, this duty of Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi an Munkar, when you put your feet there and you want to act as a representative of the Prophet, and then you are not aware of how the methodology the Prophets have actually taught, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained, then you will do many mistakes. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Udu ila sabili rabbik, that invite towards the way of your Lord, bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana, with wisdom and good counseling, wa jadilhum billah, and then further. So what is that wisdom? It is not enough to just hear that verse, that invite towards the way of Allah with wisdom and hikmah and good counseling. What is that good counseling? What is it? One has to refer to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then. And to see what he taught people, his ummah and his companion, how he demonstrated that, how, what is the wisdom when you want to pour anyone, when you want to stop anyone from sinning, when you want to correct anyone's mistake. So the most wise person is. And then in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kul habihi sabili, kul Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way. Adu'u ila Allah, to invite towards, call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala basiratin, with basirat. What is that basirat? With enlightenment, with insight. What is that insight? So both verses, it is not enough to have good intent of saying that I want to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want them to stop sin, and then not knowing the how to carry out these command and not knowing the methodology of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why it is most important to refer to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this aspect is because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was guided by Wahi all the time. So the method he will be using, or he used and he demonstrated in his life regarding Amar bil Maruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, they were guided by Wahi, they were by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No man, other man actually have this privilege. So it is a golden opportunity for people who want to correct other people, themselves and other people's mistakes as well, and let the good prevail, to refer to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because his methods were taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, the person will be yielding more results from his good results and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his work. So I gave you about 20 points which a person should consider before he corrects someone. He needs to know those 20 points, and then it is the method of Prophet ﷺ correcting different people. There is about 20, 30 or so method, different method problems, different times, with different people, with different, in different situations. So if a person has idea about these 50 points, he is in a good position now to actually execute the duty of Amar bil Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar. In Islamic Khilafah, this is a special department which people are trained in that department, and they were called Muqtasab, who did Iqtasab, or like the Taliban set their in their government, a department of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, and those people are rigorously trained to actually fulfill this command in the most best way in the light of Quran and Sunnah. So I outlined those 20 points last time. I actually outlined. But now we will be going into each of them in the light of hadith of Prophet ﷺ, in the light of some of the hadith, so that how to what Prophet ﷺ said regarding them. So amongst them, first one which I mentioned to you was sincerity, ikhlas. Number two I mentioned, knowledge. That it is not that one does not happen to like something in someone. He has the right knowledge. This is wrong what he is trying to stop. And this is right what he is trying to. And number three, I tried on making, to understand the human nature, that where the mistakes actually stem from. And the understanding of human nature, that human nature is actually that they make mistakes. So a person who understands human nature, how Prophet ﷺ demonstrated this, so we inshallah go in detail. Another thing like seriousness of a mistake taken into consideration, if it is a mistake in Aqidah, it is considered more important and action is more rigorous. And if it is a matter of other amal, then it is, does not have that level. And Prophet taking into account the position of a person himself, and also taking into account other person's position, what he is. This is a distinction between the person who honestly made an honest effort, and he has effort, and he has done a mistake, and a person who purposely has done. So similarly, there were 20 points. But today, inshallah, we go in little bit of detail of each one by one in them. So firstly, like I said, that the most important in Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, otherwise you are walking on very dangerous ground, very, very dangerous ground, is ikhlas and sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why this is important? Because basically a person who does not have ikhlas, Do not focus on anything else, listen to me very carefully. A person who does not have ikhlas, one thing is why he should have ikhlas, what is the danger? Obviously there is displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the danger here in this world is for that person, that whatever he will be doing, enjoining good or forbidding evil, he will be doing it for himself. For example, if he sees someone doing something wrong and he is his friend, he might not enjoin good or forbid evil from for him, as to another person which he has a personality clash with, which he doesn't like, or some person have done something wrong and they had a dispute or anything, or his family. So he will make distinction between every person according to, if his nafs feels it will benefit more, he will stop and he will reduce his effort and he will be more soft and as he turn a blind eye. And if he doesn't, if he somehow hates someone for some reason, or there is a dispute or personality that he will always be, not for actually enjoining good, but actually to express his own hatred. So this person cannot do a really good job at all, who does not have sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this. This person who has sincerity for him to enjoin good to and forbid evil and to correct a beggar is same as actually to correct a king. He will use different methodology because of their different status in social status. But he will not, for example, be lenient from inside because he is, and he will actually turn on him very fiercely. And the person who has some special esteem and honor in the society, and he will. So, to demonstrate this, I will read to you the translation of the most famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi narrated. He said, a Tabi says, a student of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they went to Madinat al-Munawwara, they saw a person, around him people were gathered. He asked, who is this? They said, this is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this person says, so I approached him and sat down in front of him. Imagine this person have an opportunity to see a companion of Rasulullah. So very fortunate person. So he thought, oh, this is very important for me. And it's a golden opportunity for me to ask something from him. So I approached him and sat down in front of him. He was speaking to the people, and when he finished and they had gone away, I said to him, I ask you by Allah to narrate to me a hadith that you heard from the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask you to narrate a hadith which you heard from the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I will do that, and I will tell you a hadith I heard from the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand fully. I understood it fully. So Hazrat Abu Huraira emphasized that I am narrating a hadith, and it is not that I have any doubt in its understanding, even I understand it fully as well. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala began to gasp and remained in this condition. This was the inner state of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he began, you understand gasp. It is a feeling with fear. A person comes, fear, a crying, weeping feeling, but a person is trying to stop. So Hazrat Abu Huraira, immediately when this hadith came into his mind, by telling the other person, he began to gasp and weep. He could not speak. After he was recovered, then he said, I will tell you a hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira again said that. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me in this house when there was no one else present except me and him. Then Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala began to gasp and weep and shiver and tremble again. Then he recovered and wiped his face again. Imagine. And said, again said, I will tell you a hadith I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told me in this house when there was no one except me and him. Then he gasped again, then he recovered and wiped his face and said, I will tell you a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told me in this house when there was no one else present except me and him. So three times this happened. And then because that person was there and he was himself very became very sad and grieved by seeing the companions of Rasulullah so sad and so much trembling with the fear. So he thought that what they are going to tell me, that they, in spite of being with Rasulullah in his lifetime and now they are doing the khidmat of deen, still they are in such a situation and such a state. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah narrated the hadith. He said, the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when the day of judgment comes, Allah will come down to judge between the people. And every nation will be kneeling in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the state of Medan-e-Hashr, which I mentioned in detail from the book of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah in Medan-e-Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge of people for final judgment. And all nations mean actually that all different kind of people will kneel in submission and they will be filled with the fear and with of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the what's happening. And then, because everyone will be there, so everyone will be fearing that who is the first person for? Imagine if there is punishment of something, or a judge is actually passing judgment, and all people are there, and one by one they should come, and obviously they, as they will be anxious, and they will worry that who is first come, what is happening. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first people to be called forth will be a man who had learned the knowledge of deen and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be well versed in that. Ye pehla banda hoga. This means it covers all kinds of disciplines of deen, fiqh, hadith, Quran, and indeed this person will be the first one to be called. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that person, to the reader, to the scholar, did I not teach you what I had revealed to my messenger? He will say, of course, my Lord, you did. Allah will say again, what did you do with what you were taught? He will say, I have stayed up at night and recited Quran, and I have done the khidmat of deen, and I conveyed the message. I did my best, amal bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, etc. So, sari baatein wo karega, apna kahega. So, this is, don't think about that person. There is no name of that person. It can be me, it can be you, it can be all of us. It can be many people, it's not only one person, so it will be the group of those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually will ask everyone without an interpreter. There is no interpreter there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak directly to everyone, directly to the people in the Medan-e-Hashr without an interpreter, without a translator. There will be no angel saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this to you. No. Ye kyun aise hai ke isliye کہ یہ بہت یعنی خطرے کی وہ خوف کی بات ہے اللہ تعالیٰ himself addresses people. اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ will say to him in his answer what he has said, that you have lied to me. جھوٹ بولا ہے. And the angels will say, you have lied. The angels who write it in his book of deeds. دوسرے بھی فرشتے کہیں گے کہ تم جھوٹ بول رہے ہو. He will be surprised himself. Other people will say that he is saying that I have done this and done that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels are saying that you have lied. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify the misconception of other people in the Medan-e-Hashr and also what they were thinking. By saying, you only wanted it to be said that so and so is a good preacher and reader, and so it was said about him. Simple. So we hear this hadith many times. But we think it is a story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet relayed a story, this will happen. My brother, it is not this matter. It is to self-reflect on yourself that you can be the very person regarding this. It is not in the amals of Quran or hadith only. Also in another aspect, a person is sincere. Banda namaz padhta hai, koi ibadat karta hai, and he says, bhai main bahut namaz padhi hai, Allah taala humne 5 waqt namaz padhi hai, apna deen ki khidmat ki hai, Quran tabligh ki hai, aur nek kaam kiye hain. Every person will be in this situation. So can you imagine ki these people, kafir and mushriks are not being told first. وہ تو ان کی باری ابھی اندازہ لگائیں کہ بعد میں these people who falsely and hypocritically from amongst Muslim actually were doing this میدان حشر میں ہونا تو چاہیے کہ سب سے پہلے فرعون آئے come on Pharaoh you were the greatest kafir of the world اس کا تو سب کو پتہ ہے کافر ہے everyone knows وہ کافر ہے اور وہ اللہ کا دشمن ہے these people are hidden enemies, hidden worshipper of their self and shaitan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal them first. So, ye jo duniya mein chupe reh rahe hain, hamare jaise log, tum log. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, you have lied, and the angel will say, you have lied. And you wanted only to be said so and so, and so you had been said. Which means that you wanted praise from people, that I am good teacher, good recital of Quran, good muazzin, good all other acts of deen which a person is covered with. Then, the two parts of the hadith are other which I will not be going in detail. Of the same happens with the person who was given wealth and lot of other things. So, and the third person will be that person. I might as well read to you. The one who had a lot of wealth will be brought, and Allah will say to him, did I not give you generously in this world? You were not in need of anyone. He will say, yes. So what have you done with what I gave you? I used to give it to my relatives and in charity. So, ये वो लोग हैं कि जिन्होंने कुछ नेक अमल किए हैं लेकिन इखलास से नहीं किए. And those people who have not done at all, कुछ भी नहीं किया. Imagine कि उनको भी उनके लिए क्या सजा. ये तो है जिन्होंने कुछ किया है, somehow they did something, but the intention was not pure. And those people who have not done anything at all, ना इखलास से ना रियाकारी से, ان کا تو حشری جو ہے ان کے حشر کے بارے میں بیان ہے کہ وہ فرعون اور حامان ان لوگوں کے ساتھ ان کا حشر ہونا ہے جو بے نماز ہیں, نماز نہ پڑھی. ان کا کوئی لمبا چوڑا حساب نہیں ہے. There is no long accountability for them because their sin is very enough. یہ ہے their complication and difficulty. What did you do with what I gave you? He will say, I used to give to my relatives and charity. Allah will say, you have lied. And the angel says, you have lied. So this wealth does not only mean that wealth is paise hi hai, sirf hai. All blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Jaise aankh hai, kaan hai, usse sari cheeze hai, you will be asked. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ulai kana anhu masula. You will be asked about your ears, your sight, har question ho. ایک بزرگ فرمانے لگے کہ اگر کسی نے ون پرسن سیٹ اف یو ہیو سیٹ اللہ سم ہاؤ یو ول آلسو بی آسکڈ وائی یو ہیو ایکچولی سیٹ دس. ایسے ہی کہہ دیا ہے یو جسٹ بائی یو نو بائی فار نتھنگ اور ہیو یو سیٹ جسٹ پلیز اللہ اور ہیو یو جسٹ سیٹ ایٹ ٹو جسٹ میک پیپل اویئر دیٹ یو آر ویری پائس پرسن. Let aside other amal, if someone has just uttered the word of Allah with his tongue, he will be asked for it. He can be asked very soon. So this person will again say that I have done this and this. So, jo log zikr karte hain, ibadat karte hain, ye sare log usme shamil hain. They are included there. Again the angel will say, so third person will be the last person amongst them, these three people group. He'll be the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I gave you life in this world, and what happened did you do? He will say, I fought as shaheed, I was martyred and slain in your way. I was commanded to fight in jihad for your sake, so I fought until I was killed. Allah will say, you have lied, and the angel will say, you have lied. Allah will say, you only wanted to be said that so and so was courageous, very, and it was said. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck my knees and said, so after mentioning this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira is saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck the knees of Abu Huraira and said, O Abu Huraira, these three are the first people for whom the fire will be heated on the day of resurrection. So we are not actually discussing the topic of sincerity, that is different, but in relation to Amr bil Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar, to say something to anyone, keep him saying, zikr karo, namaz padho, pehle sabse ye zarur soche ki aap kis liye keh rahe hain. Just a matter of you just seem to be feeling that you should say to this person, or you feel I am going to pray and this person is sitting home watching film. Why is he watching film? He should not enjoy the film, he should be in the mosque. Not if the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there. And you are just saying so that person does not enjoy. Again, you can be held accountable for that. To check in your, what other people you see enjoying sin and the other wealth and other women and other things, sinful life they're enjoying. If you stop them from sinning, also first check, are you stopping because you don't want that person to enjoy? Or is it because genuinely you want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order is being not fulfilled and you want that person to fulfill it? Because the person who is doing Amr bil Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar, he is such, the real genuine person, it has such vast vision that he wants this person to enjoy the pleasures of paradise, let aside the pleasures of, so he is worried that why he is actually involved here, he should enjoy more pleasures. Always that, like Hazrat Ali Hajveri Rahmahullah, one of the saintly person have mentioned in the book of one saint, Hazrat Dawud Maruf Karkhi, or another saintly person, I have forgot his name. It was Hazrat Zunnoon Misri, yes, I remember now. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmahullah was there in the, you can say, with their disciples and students. They went for just a short trip on a boat just to see sights and around the river. So when they went there, and their boat, they were sitting in and doing zikr, and other people reading Quran, someone reading, and Hazrat Zunnoon Misri was sitting in the boat and they were just looking around. There came a boat, in another boat near them. In there, there were some youth singing and drinking alcohol and singing and dancing. Wo wahan jo hai, food kaat rahe the. So these people who were sitting there with Hazrat Zunnoon Misri, तो उन्होंने कहा, जब वो कश्ती इधर से गुजरी, मंदिर केम नियर देर बोर, उन्होंने कहा, हजरत कितने बदबخت और नाफरमान लोग हैं, हाउ अनफॉर्चुनेट दे आर, हाउ सिंपल दे आर, दे हैव नो शेम एट ऑल, इनके लिए बददुआ करें, दुआ बददुआ करें, कश्ती डूब जाए, ऐसे गुनाहगारों से जमीन साफ हो जाए, सो दैट द अर्थ इज वाइट क्लीन फ्रॉम सिंपल पीपल लाइक दिस, बददुआ करिए बड़े नाफरमान लोग. तो हजरत ज़ुनून मिस्री वाज़ अ शेख अरबी, वेरी हाई कैलिबर, बड़े वली थे. तो वो समझ गए कि इनमें कहने में इखलास नहीं है, दे डू नॉट हैव सिंसेरिटी, दे आर देयर बिकॉज हम यहां जिक्र कर रहे हैं, ये गाना सुन रहे हैं. व्हाई One is that they should not be listening to the song because Allah does not like. And one is that why are we are not enjoying? We are stopping ourselves. They are enjoying. They should not enjoy. They should be destroyed. So the Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah, just to give them a lesson, just to give them a lesson and to teach them that sincerity is utmost required in Honorable Maruf Amin. And it is not that you want, you think ill or you want destruction of that person, but you want him to enjoy more. Brother Fazlullah Musti Rahmatullahi held his hands up for prayers. And that other people were Hatika Abdi Margit. Now they will finish. And the Zone Misti said, O Allah, as we are enjoying here in this world, let them enjoy in the Akhirah as well, the pleasures and the names of yours in Akhirah. उन्होंने ये दुआ की कि अल्लाह इस तरह ये यहां मजे कर रहे हैं मजबूत हुए हैं कि आखिरत में भी इसी तरह मजे लेते हैं उनकी दुआ का असर व्हेन दे अदर पीपल इन द बोट दे वर आल्सो वेरी कॉन्शियस कि भाई ये नेक बंदा है मैंने बददुआ ना करता व्हेन दे हर्ड दिस तो उसी वक्त जो है उन पर इतना असर हुआ उनकी दुआ कबूल हुई उसी वक्त जो है अल्लाह पाक ने कबूल की दैट देयर हार्ट एक्चुअली टर्न सॉफ्ट एंड देयर थ्रू ऑल द इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ म्यूजिक एटसेट्रा एंड दे रिपेंटेड इंस्टेंटली एंड बिकेम डिसाइपल ऑफ हजरत ज़ुनून मिस्री रहमतुल्लाह आपने देखा आपने जस्ट सीन एक्चुअली दैट सिंसियरिटी इन द शेख एंड द स्टेट ऑफ द डिसाइपल एंड अदर पीपल हाउ दे वर एक्चुअली थिंकिंग ऑफ देयर डिस्ट्रक्शन बट दीज पीपल ऑफ सिंसियरिटी दे वांट पीपल टू एंजॉय मोर नॉट एक्चुअली दे वांट डिप्राइव देम फ्रॉम ब्लेसिंग बट रादर दैट देम एंजॉय मोर रज़ून मिस्र रहमतुल्लाह थॉट ठीक है सो 11 बजे है नमाज So I'll be stopping before going to the next point we'll be covering for the next time. That what Prophet ﷺ said about making a mistake, I will briefly cover it. So that making a mistake, like I said, is part of human nature. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, Ibn Majah, Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet ﷺ said, every son of Adam makes mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. This is the Prophet ﷺ has taught me and you and all people, nature of human being. Ke Bani Adam jo hai, wo galtiyan karte hai, the son of Adam, wo galti karte hai, they make mistakes. یہ تو صرف انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام رسول ہیں وہ معصوم ہوتے ہیں لیکن ادر پیپل دے آر ناٹ رسول سو دا پریچر اور دا محتسب اور امر بالمعروف اور نہی پرسن ہو وانٹس ٹو بی شوڈ انڈرسٹینڈ دا نیچر آف دا پرسن بیئرنگ دس فیکٹ کلیئرلی ان مائنڈ ول پٹ تھنگز ان ٹو پراپر پرسپیکٹو اس کو صحیح پتہ لگے سو دا ایجوکیٹر اور دا پریچر شوڈ ناٹ ایکسپیکٹ پیپل ٹو بی پرفیکٹ اینڈ انفیلیبل اور جج دیم اکارڈنگ ٹو وٹ ہی تھنکس دے شوڈ بی اب میرا بھی دل ہے جب بندہ خود لے گئے ہی وانٹس ایوری پرسن ٹو بی اے پائس پرسن اینڈ فری فرام سن بٹ ڈو ناٹ ایکسپیکٹ دے اینڈ دین کنسیڈر دیم ٹو ہیو فیلڈ اف دے میک اے بگ مسٹیک اور ڈو مسٹیکس اگین اینڈ اگین He should deal with them in a realistic manner that they are human beings, they have done a mistake. Based on his knowledge of human nature, which is subject to ignorance, sometimes a person is, in spite of knowledge, he is ignorant. Sometimes he is negligent and other shortcomings and whims and desires a person becomes overwhelmed by time to time. So he should take this into consideration. And understanding this part of human nature, that the mistakes are done by people, this will stop and prevent the preacher and the educator, the person who you are actually trying to preach to, it will prevent you to be shocked. You know, shocked to be after you by the kind of sudden mistake that could lead him to react in inappropriate manner. For example, when a person is shocked and he is surprised, what has that person done? Oh, how he has done this sin? So then maybe the reaction is not in the ambit of Sharia, and he says to him something or he acts in some way which is against Sharia to stop him. Inappropriate, he will use an inappropriate fashion. Because this will remind him that the very mistake he can also make, and he should reflect on him that what, how he is day and night living. So if you people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Amr and the Awliya Allah, when they show their anger, they are not really anger on that person. Why he has done this? They know that it is human nature, a person becomes overwhelmed by desire, sometimes neglect, and there are other shortcomings. But they are showing for his tarbiyah. Uski tarbiyah ke liye, they are spiritual training to just to let them know that they have done something wrong. It is not that they are surprised. So here Allah Prophet has mentioned that most of the Bani Adam, but kullu yahan se murad hai ki sab jo hai, jo aksariyat jo hai, wo guna hote hain logon se, lekin sabse acche wo hain, the best of them, the mistakers and sinners are who repent. So rather than try to hate them or be surprised, is our duty is to make them the best people after they've done mistakes somehow. But how to make them? That's what we are covering in the next 5 or 6 lessons. The method, I will explain you with example, how situation was presented to Prophet Sallallahu what Prophet Sallallahu said to that person, how he said to that person, and how you can use that enlightenment of from that hadith in your own domestic and your family and outside when you go in family or in jamaat or for example whenever you are in the street. So abhi jo hai waqt jo hai wo kam hai, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our nafs and any shortcoming and any mistake. All good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Theek hai, aap namaz ki tayari kar lo, waqt kam hai.